This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.
Fergalicious.
Welcome back to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks. We're talking about the Ferg, Caleb Ferguson, full name, Caleb Paul Ferguson, CPF. He went to West Jefferson High School in Ohio, was drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers in the 38th round of the 2014 MLB June Amateur Draft. And he said, yeah, it works. Usually you see that. They say, no, well, I'll go to college. He said, no, I'll come play with you guys. He did. And he's been in the Dodgers bullpen for a couple years now. Dodgers got some other no-names you wouldn't know about, foreign players, and they needed to make room for them. So they traded the Ferg, the Yankees way, for Gage. Short-lived. And now he's in the bullpen, Jake.
Caleb Paul Ferguson, like you mentioned, the Ferg, as he's better known. There's a little bit of, I don't want to say, there's a little bit of why would the Dodgers trade Caleb Ferguson, because there's a lot of good stuff on the resume. I mean, he's on the last year of his contract, so maybe the Dodgers, like we've seen the Yankees do in other deals, are just looking at value, years, and transactions, and bullpen pieces are volatile and versatile and other V words. But Caleb Ferguson, he's had a really strong MLB career. Since 2018, he got called up, a 21-year-old, pitching for the Dodgers. He's pitched in playoff games. He's been on a lot of winning ball clubs. His 2022, 37 games, a 1.82 ERA. Give me some of that. And then last year, 60.1 innings pitched, 70 strikeouts, a 3.43 ERA, and our earliest and easiest butter knife, Jim, because they had him open a couple games.
Yes.
He got, in 6.2 innings, he got hit around a little bit as the opener.
Didn't like it.
6.75 ERA. He's not that kind of guy. He's a reliever. He likes that shock to the system. You're in, kid.
Yes.
We need you right now or this whole battalion dies. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Band of Carruthers. It's a story about Russian Carruthers.
It's a Russian remake of Band
of
Brothers.
And his musical band. So as a natural reliever last year in 53.2 innings pitched, hit a 3.02 ERA, which is pretty in line kind of with his standard career. So he turns 28 in July, which I naturally had him in his 30s because he's been in MLB since 2018.
You're kind of 30s too.
And he's only had one season that you could look at and say that's kind of bad, and that's 2019, which was his second year in the league. And I don't know. Otherwise, other than that, he's been a good lefty reliever, Jim.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where he is on the totem pole. Victor Gonzalez will be around. Canely can get lefties out pretty well sometimes. So what is his role? If it's the Yankees of the past, they will have him be the opener the first time they need an opener, just because he's done it before and not see that he's struggled with it before and disliked it. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but it for sure will. What's his repertoire? It's a good question, right?
Yeah, and it should be pointed out that career, in previous years we'd say he's a reverse splits guy. His splits, he has traditionally gotten righties out at a slightly better clip than lefties.
Okay.
So.
Wow, cutter fastball last year. Cutter curveball the year before that.
Didn't we, when he first came over, look at it and we were like, oh, that cutter's really a slider?
Yeah, I think so. I think he does have a cutter that's really a slider. I think we looked at it.
Like anybody looking at it, you're like, oh, that's a slider.
Yeah, I believe that was what happened. Which is fine.
Just fine.
But some people be sliding their cuts these days, and the Ferg might be on that list. Mm.
He keeps it on the ground. 80th percentile ground ball rate.
Oh. Can he field his position?
Okay.
Is what I'd wonder next. You know, is he another Clay Holmes situation?
Let's see. 6'3", lefty. He's from Ohio, so I'd like to think he can field.
You think so?
Yeah.
6'3", he should be able to
field. I think Ohio's kind of gritty. Like, you've got coaches in Ohio that are like, hey, you can't. First thing you need to learn as a pitcher, you got to field your position.
All right.
Like, if he was a coast guy, I think they'd be like, that left arm kid, we're not fielding today.
He got 8 comebackers last year.
Yep.
All right. First one that comes up, single. Next one, bunts into a double play, started by Caleb Ferguson.
Okay.
Next one, single.
Twisted it?
Grounds into a force out. Caleb Ferguson to third baseman.
That's not a throw everyone will even make.
But we've gone hit, double play, hit, out at third. Ground out.
He's getting the weird outs.
And then another single, and then challenge, call in the field was upheld. Ground out. So let's look at, okay. Mixed bag here, Jake.
I mean, single up the middle.
3 hits. Well, it means he stopped it if they counted as hit to him. 3 hits on balls. Oh, wow. Okay. The first one is not his fault. Baltimore chop off the base, home plate, way up in the air. He fields it, but the first baseman for the Dodgers, who wasn't Freddie, it doesn't look like, was also trying to field it, so he had no one to throw to.
Sure.
So, No harm there. The next one, okay. What? Oh, you got to watch this play. It's awesome fielding by him, but he didn't make the play. But it's pretty weird. Look.
Oh.
It's a chopper. He darts over. He gloves it, misses the tag, and then flips it. But no one's there. But. The good play by the runner.
Yeah, Nicky
to evade
Lopes,
the tag.
Good speed player.
Yeah, but a nice play by the Ferg. So yeah,
I've had it from the start.
Yeah, you were all
from
over.
From Ohio, he fields his position.
Yeah. Oh, another chopper off the bag. First baseman not covering. He races all 3 plays, stricken from the record. The dude's a stud.
Dude's a stud. Never a doubt.
Bunt back to him. Who was the team that bunted back on Jordan Montgomery early on in the playoffs last year because they thought he was a big oaf, and then he just threw him out? The Orioles. Good job, Orioles. Try it on the Ferg.
See what happens.
If the Orioles bunt on him during the course of the year and he throws them out, someone remember that I said this and post it. And that's all I got. I'm excited to watch him work and learn more about him. He seems like your classic, boring, lefty bullpen dude.
Yeah, and I guess the only other questions for me would be, is there, when the Yankees were looking at the relief pitching market this year, A, they have it as a strength of their organization, which they're not wrong about. I mean, they somehow had the best bullpen ERA last year. We've seen them tap into guys. Do they think there's more in Caleb Ferguson, or were they just playing the game of like, Caleb Ferguson's a good MLB reliever, and the price tag we can get his salary at is better than the price tag we get other relievers at. So do they think there's more in that cut slider that they can get out of? Or are they just going to let Caleb Ferguson be Caleb Ferguson and you should have a solid MLB reliever?
I think they're gonna try and find out.
I mean, they obviously think there's something they can tap into more. That's Yankees' MO. MO?
Mission Apparatus. I don't know what. I don't think that's what it stands for. But could. What do you guys got at home on Caleb Ferguson?
They've got the DraftKings Sportsbook telling them, sign up now, make it jazzy. Because at the DraftKings Sportsbook, they're giving you a no-sweat bet. What's that mean? We're not sweating right now.
Not me.
You wouldn't be too, knowing if you had a bonus bet coming your way up to $1,000 or whatever the original bet is. If you get it wrong, you'll get a bonus bet back in that same amount when you sign up using promo code Yanks. So why don't you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now? New customers use promo code Yanks and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code Yanks only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
You get a soundbite from Clarissa Explains It All. I don't think you watched Clarissa Explains It All, and that's fine.
What are you talking about?
You watched Clarissa Explains It All?
Yeah. My sister loved that show. We both had older sisters.
Oh, I like that show. You didn't watch a lot of the, like, Nick shows you always say growing up.
But, told you my older sister liked it.
Ferguson character in it. I think she yells all the time, like, Ferguson!
Okay.
So we should get it. He's like a dweeby redhead. Maybe they've met. What the hell is his projected line going to be? Ooh, the reliability pretty high.
Okay.
48%.
For a reliever.
3.69 ERA. In 61 innings pitched, 1.34 whip.
That whip's a little high.
That's high. I don't like that.
That is kind of in line with what he did most years.
Wow, is he not a clean outing guy? Uh-oh.
Watch out for that.
I don't like that.
He can walk, guys.
Oh,
so they think they can fix his control. That was the Yankees' whole Clay Holmes.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's huge. The Yankees have that.
Okay, so last year, this is great news. As far as walks go, he made 68 appearances last year. In 19 of them, he allowed a walk. That's actually somewhat high, not crazy, I think. But in three of them, double-digit walks. In one, he walked three guys. So if he's walking guys, is he also getting hit? Or do they kind of like take away? Like if he's so erratic, he's not even giving up hits. That would be a question I'd have.
Last year, he gave up more than a hit per nine.
Well, he gives up hits, Jake.
More than a hit per inning, rather.
He's not shy.
That's interesting.
It's an outlier year. All the others. 40.
Yeah, last year was his worst.
He gave up hits in, yeah, he gave up hits in 40 of his 68 games. That's a lot. Damn.
Keeps it in the park, though.
They should do a stat call, a column of batters faced per inning.
Okay, BFI.
BFI. That's a cool ring to it.
With his ground ball rates, I wonder if he's got just like a weird, like, BABIP outlier season last year. Because, like, they're on the ground. The guy's just finding holes.
Could.
A bunch of weird hits.
Yankees defensive shifts, Trevi behind the dish. This guy's just out.
Outs. The Ferg.
Might see him in the All-Star game.
In Texas. See ya. Boo the Orioles. What? For bunting. For bunting on Monty.
Oh, yeah, that's
judging him by his body size and general demeanor. He threw your asses out.
Stays off of the barrel, 97th percentile.
So a cheapy hits. Okay, so Clay Holmes.
Subscribe. Right now.
Subscribe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.